The following program is paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? Happy New Year. I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas and Hanukkah. Great holiday together. We are looking forward to a great, great New Year. And we are today thanking some of the really important people that helped us make 2025 such a great year. In Summers Point, the city councilwoman that has been there for us since she first took office, Dennis Johnston, former president, city council for several years, great community woman, very active, I believe, outgoing president of the Greater Chamber of Commerce in Atlantic County, Janice Johnston. And we're just so happy. There's nobody we'd rather have to thank Summers Point. I mean, we get a lot of support from everyone. And as you know, we're here thanking not only the people that worked for years on the Beach Concert Committee, but also Tony Mart Cares and the board of directors of Tony Mart Cares, which is now producing the Summers Point Beach Concerts and getting ready and proposing to start a big season starting June 12th is what we want to do. And then on the other side of the bay in Atlantic City, it's pretty easy to start thanking people because the Atlantic City Police Department and the mayor's office and all the people in the CRETA and all the people in the administration have just been fantastic. They love Mardi Gras on the boardwalk. We love giving them Mardi Gras on the boardwalk. And the gentleman who is the person that is responsible for, in the mayor's administration, in Marty Small's administration, the person responsible for community events, special things for the community, and of course, major entertainment events and helping everybody get an opportunity is a great guy named Cash McKinley, the special events coordinator for the mayor. And he's going to be on the show with us as well, thanking everyone this week. But I want to, just say to you that we are tremendously grateful we're thanking all of you for making this the best talk radio show rated in this time slot. Tony Mart Presents music, food, fun, and travel. And of course, we are traveling. We're back now on solid ground in Florida, and we'll be back home with y'all for the 9th of January to put on that Tony Mart Triple Tribute kickoff. And that will be in Summers Point, and that will be in Josie Kelly's. And that takes us right back home to our favorite councilwoman. Welcome to the show, Janice Johnston. Thank you so much for everything.
Hi, Carmen. Thank you for having me.
happy holidays to you. We're so grateful for everything that you do. And, I just want to take a minute to thank you for your progressive leadership and vision, working so well, trying to do the right thing all the time. You've got a great heart, great soul. Tell us a little bit about what's happening in Summers Point. And it was a great year. Congratulations on a great year.
Thank you. It really was. And, you know, when we started talking about me being on the radio, I thought, well, let me just think about this. Let me make a list of things that I can, you know, talk about that happened. And I'll tell you what, I have an extensive list in front of me that I'm pretty proud of, that I think our town should be pretty proud of. Just talking about what happened, you know, everything that we did in 2025, and with just all the events are amazing between the farm market and your wonderful beach concerts and A-Fest and National Night Out and Good Old Days and kids movies on the beach and all the veteran ceremonies that we do, Veterans Day, Pearl Harbor Day, Memorial Day, Christmas time. It was like a marathon weekend, the first weekend in December, with porch performances in our historic district. Mansion Christmas Mart was packed. The parade was amazing this year. We had all kinds of music and just really, really a great parade, just long enough, even though it was freezing cold. But and breakfast with Santa at the firehouse. And I mean, it's just amazing everything that we do. We have great volunteers in this town that just keep all this stuff moving forward. So
The beautiful bayfront, and then that magnificent Summer's Mansion. You've really done a great job. I know you voted in the seed money to start that farmer's market, and between the Christmas market and the farmer's market, and we should be very proud. That's the oldest house in South Jersey, and it is restored beautifully, and it's just a real source of pride, way up there above all the old bayfront, the historic bayfront. But I know the action is all over the place, so let me let you continue.
Yeah, I do. The mansion, I would like to talk about that a little bit more. The Patriots, yes. That group of volunteers led by Donna Moore and Greg Sikora, they've done amazing things there. And the farm market, Rob Hopkins has organized that since it started. And the vendors every year, I talk to them, they're so happy. I mean, and we turn vendors away. We have so many that want to get in every year. He's been very particular not to duplicate, and it's just an amazing thing, and it's brought so much activity to that area. The mansion's had more visitors in the last 3 years than I think the last 100. I mean, it's just amazing people walking through, and it's just been really good, really a good thing for our town every weekend, not to mention the great stuff you can get. So,
Please go ahead.
Yeah, okay, I was just going to start talking about all of the other projects that have happened this year. And these are things that, you know, everything takes so long to get done. These are things that that council and the city worked on, you know, started 4, 5, 6 years ago when I started on council, and right. 7 and a half now. But it's, you know, it takes so long before you actually physically see anything. And we've started, you know, the Salt House on Bay Avenue. That whole corner is going to change between the Salt House, beautiful homes he's building that are selling already, even before they're built, and the Paddle Club. Their membership is building strong. Then you have a brewery on the other corner that they've started the site work there. And, you know, this summer it's just going to be a great Bay Avenue is going to be hopping.
Tell us about the brewery.
Yeah, they're experienced brewery people. It's just going to be Bay Avenue Brewery, and I just think it's it's going to make that whole area just a little more walkable. You can walk from Mexico to the brewery to Caroline's, and just keep on continuing down Bay Avenue and. Right. Visit the art gallery and, you know, whatever. It's just going to make Bay Avenue. It's going to bring it all together.
So there's, I'm not aware of this. Please edify me. The corner there at Bay Avenue across from Caroline's, they're doing site work for a proposed brewery there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's going to be a really nice addition. Nothing too big, you know, it's just perfect for the area. And, you know, I think it'll be great. They can come to town and visit our breweries now. We'll have two, you know, because we have SOPA, which is
right.
Established. And they
really,
do a great job.
That's really exciting. Well, I know you've been working hard for years. And one of the reasons I wanted you to come on the show is because so many of these things are finally coming to fruition out at Great Bay as well, right? I mean, there's things happening along. But Mays Landing, Summers Point Road looks the most, encouraging in terms of growth for the future that I've seen it in many, many years.
Yeah, they're building those units there. And then also Avea, that used to be the motel the Sonesta. They're going to convert them to rental units, and what those two projects and a couple others that are happening in town are going to really help satisfy our obligations for affordable housing. Great Bay is building 42 units. The Bay will have, I think, 18 or 20. And, you know, the Paddle Club and Salt House, they have 9 units down there. I mean, it's just going to, it's helping us with those obligations as well, which is great. That we can have some affordable housing here in Summers Point.
Right. And it brings more customers, more clientele, more support, more people that are willing to contribute. You know, we, of course, here all the time on the beach. You know, one of the reasons I moved here was because of these great concerts. That sum total of everything you're talking about is the reason why units are selling out before they're built. Summers Point is really moving, really kind of manifesting its future as a great place for people to want to live at the shore year round and also to have second homes.
Well, I think, you know, we 15 years ago, Summers Point started a campaign to build up the second home market, and it worked. But one of the things that I found with campaigning and you know, talking directly to people was so many people would say, we bought this house, you know, 5-8 years ago while we were still living in Philadelphia or wherever, and we knew we always wanted to retire here, and they rented it for a couple of years and fixed it up and now they live here. It's like, we just retired 2 years ago and then we moved here. And so that's like a great thing to hear, because we do have a strong second home market, but they're ending up being full-time residents here eventually. A lot of them, that's their goal. They're not just, you know, buying them as rental units and not taking care of them. So I think that's a good thing for our area.
I think it's fantastic.
One of the things I do want to comment on is that, you know, I know a lot of people don't like development or don't think we should be building more homes. We don't need this or that. But council has been very, very aware of density issues, and like Great Bay is a perfect example. That was originally approved for 375 units, and thank goodness the owners don't want to build that, so they're building 220. I mean, that's a big difference. And same thing with Bay Avenue, where Salt House is. That was originally approved for like 190 condos. That's not something that we need, but 25 beautiful over a million dollar homes on our Bay Avenue. That's
plus the affordable housing you're talking about.
Right.
I know you're always mindful of that. And I always think about those wonderful middle level condos that you put together up by our church on Shore Road. There's a variety and a selection, and, that's important, and I agree. One of the things, the balance that you bring, being mindful of holding the line on the density so we maintain this fantastic way of life, you know. Summers Point is a jewel. That's why we love it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited for the next couple of years, just everything that's happening, and just a great place to live.
And we're excited to have you support us. And again, we thank you so much. And we wish you and Charlie Falkenstein and all your friends a great New Year's. And we can't wait to see you at Josie Kelly's to kick off the summer concert series as we start raising money and rallying support and getting ready to let the good times roll.
There you go. I look forward to it. You know how to throw a party, that's for sure.
Thanks, Janice. And we always love having you at all our parties. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful New Year's, and look forward to seeing you. Thank you for being on the show with us today. I thought it was a great way to celebrate the great year in Summers Point, and obviously it was. God bless you. Yes. See you next year.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Thanks.
Thank you. And And regards to Nancy and you for the holidays as well.
I will give her your best. We love you. Thank you, darling. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The great councilwoman who works really hard for the community. We have so much gratitude towards her, and really somebody that you know does all positive things and really puts her knowledge to work and works hard, Janice Johnston. Well, it's time to talk about something that is perfectly on point, which is Bubbles and Fizz at the Circle Liquor Store. Lots and lots of different varieties of great sparkling wines. And then the fizz of the latest seltzers and the latest cocktails in a can. And, you know, the great different types of combinations where you use sparkling sodas and sparkling drinks and seltzers together with fine liquors. All of these things are readily available at Circle Liquor Store, you know, open from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m. every day. Probably the greatest independent liquor store in the world, certainly the best in the state of New Jersey. And I can't think of a place where you can have more fun and enjoy the shopping with the great hospitality and with you know, it all starts with Jeanette Gemza, the first lady of the Circle Liquor Store, and of course our wine master, Chester Malloy. Chester has so many different kinds of great selections in the wine area, and you know, we can go across starting with the bubbles. So many Proseccos, which are so popular, and a lot of great, the Champenoise, the sparkling French wine, you know, the like St. Hilary, that kind of thing, you know, tremendously priced. You know, the California wines, they have excellent choices, at different price points, and really good deals on some of the best, as well as even for the the people who love the sweet wines, they've got the different like, you know, the sparkling wines that are a little bit on the sweeter side, and of course the Proseccos all the way across, right up to the finest champagnes and champenoises and the Chablis and the, you know, the Chardonnays. These are very, very well priced. If you go in the front door at Circle, as you get to the end of the checkout aisles, the big racks there are the Newman racks and the racks that are dedicated to importers who bring the products directly in. Really good French Chardonnay, and really good great California deals, the Pinot Noirs, the Central Coast. And Chet is there. JM, the big guy, is there with his knowledge. And then when you want to go down to that huge, huge aisle that is all the beers, the craft beers, and then of course the seltzers, a huge selection. That's the bottom line. Circle has the huge selection, the new winter beers. We just passed the winter solstice. It's time for the winter beers, the porters, the stouts, all of the really interesting specialty craft brews. And Jordan, the craft beer guy, we'll get them for you if he doesn't have them. But if you go in and talk to Jordan, he can show you so many different things, just dozens and dozens of the newest and different and interesting craft beers, cocktails in a can. Every day they're opening new seltzers, new seltzer products, new cocktails in a can with of course, are the pre-made drinks that people love so much for convenient partying. And it's all there. And if they don't have it, they'll get it for you because they have the strength to do that. They also have the wonderful selections, the huge selections of bourbon and single malt scotch and single barrel whiskey, the Old Forester, that they will bottle for you and have your own commemorative bottle right out of the barrel of single barrel bourbon. Not only a single barrel, but your single barrel that came out of. And that's the kind of fun you can have with all these great people at Circle Liquor Store. And that's one of the things we love about them. The other really big thing is our gratitude to them for helping the community. They do so much for the community. They are always giving to support different organizations, giving baskets of cheers for fundraisers. They really never say no. They are amazing. And they are, well, it starts at the top, tremendous philanthropist and tremendous woman of the community, Jeanette Gemza, as was her late husband, John Gemza, truly pillars of the community. And, of course, as I like to say, the Murata family and the Circle Liquor family are very, very proud to be together. And I know that we're going to have a great new year together, and we're looking so much forward to that, of being together and having a wonderful time in Summers Point, as we just talked about, and of course, on the boardwalk. The Tony Mark Cares is a nonprofit that is able to get, again, thanks to all the great people in Atlantic City, like Howie Mason, who I think maybe I'll just say something about him for a minute here. But while we're still wrapping up the circle basically supports and sponsors the beer garden on the boardwalk, the beverage garden. We have about five or six great wines. Many nights we're lucky enough to have the wine goddess herself. By the way, I want to wish a happy new year to our wine goddess, Julia Stacy Riley, and her sidekick, Mike Riley, who I can talk about because he's one of my favorite people and one of my best friends. Happy new year to you all. And remember, you can, if you want to get into detail about the wines and the sparkling wines and all of that, just find her at boozylifestyles.com. Just go to boozylifestyles.com, and she's happy to email back and forth with you. She spends a lot of time with Chet, but you can go in and see the man, Chet, himself. I know that he's there putting it all together today and next week as well on Monday and Tuesday before the actual New Year's celebration. You can go in and see Chet and all everybody and get lots of good advice. But Circle Liquor Store is really the primary sponsor of this radio show and of the beverage garden on the boardwalk, which allows us to have a very moderately priced but very high quality beverage garden. All these fine liquors from Circle Liquor Store, all the great wines, and a good selection of beers and a couple of seltzers. And that's what really makes it so great. The second part of the show, we're going to talk more about Atlantic City as we have a few minutes with a very, very busy guy, the events coordinator for Mayor Marty Small, a great guy, Cash McKinley, which we will talk about, and hopefully we'll get him on. He promised me he would come on in a little while and give us a few minutes, because I wanted to thank him. I've never had him on the show, and he's a great guy. But, you know, my roots, our roots, the Tony Mark family roots, go way back. 1932, Tony Mark arrived in Atlantic City, unable to speak English, took night courses to learn some English, such as it was. One of the beautiful things about my father was the English that he did speak. And everybody who knew him really well knows what I'm talking about. Just hilarious things that he used to say in his own version of Italian-American English. We think about him, of course, at the holidays, larger than life. But he had a good friend. You know, a lot of the Italians in Ducktown, that's where Dad started, you know, classic. I'm writing the book now, Chapter 3. We did this last week with Frank Formica, talking about Ducktown, USA. And then he went from the pick and shovel and the he actually drove a horse-drawn wagon down Pacific Avenue and delivered milk for Sam Kligerman, the great Kligerman family. And then he got onto a soda truck, and that's where he learned the business. That's how that story went. We're writing that book, and that book is populated by a lot of great, great Italian-American people who helped make Atlantic City what it was in its heyday. One of those families, a very proud family, from Nasu Capodilando, which is where we're from, the Paparone family. Two of them became doctors, Basil Paparone, and of course now I'm not going to be able to remember the other doctor's first name, but they were a great family. And one of their cousins was Joe Paparone, who was one of the greatest guys in the history of the Atlantic City Police Department, a great a detective, a guy who worked out issues with licensing, kept his eye on everything, and was beloved by everyone. God bless Joe Paparone and his memory. But I really want to thank his progeny, the guy that he gave us. He trained and left us. And this is a guy that can be so tremendously proud of who he is and what he does. And that's a guy named Howie Mason. And everybody that's involved in the Atlantic City Police Department or in Atlantic City or in the nightclub scene, the bar scene, the retail scene in Atlantic City knows Howie Mason, a tough, brave, valorous, really, you know, police officer and detective on the scenes, but a great guy that helps so many people, and he helps us so much. He takes Nancy under his wing, and it's all because of the memory of Joe Paparone and the roots of Tony Martz in Ducktown. Howie Mason, God bless you. Happy New Year, my friend. As I said, we're going to talk more and more about Atlantic City, and we thank Circle Liquor Store for allowing us, sponsoring us. There's no way we could provide that kind of top quality service and all the products on the boardwalk at the Beverage Garden. They're right at Kennedy Plaza. I mean, it's a dream for people who love the music. You can see, you know, people like Ivan Neville or Third World or, you know, all of these, Samantha Fish. It just really kicks, man. Waynard will be back this year. We just talked about having him back, Dead Zep with the amazing Haley Jane, one of the greatest Americana roots rock performers I have ever seen, right there on the boardwalk, and the Beverage Garden is there. Thank you to the Krita, and thank you to Howie Mason. Thank you also to Rich Gerber. You know, if it sounds like I spend a lot of time thanking people, I do, and we're not apologetic about it. We're very grateful, and we're very fortunate. Nancy and I have a great life. We love what we're doing. You know, we had a great cruise all the way to the end of the navigable Amazon, a place called Manaus, Manaus, if you want to Google it, crazy place, and a place with a long European roots having to do with the French and the English and the rubber trade, and Henry Ford going down there for the rubber around the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. anyway, it was intriguing and interesting and a great service and a great time. But, you know, I missed my life here, and I missed doing this and being here. Even though we pre-broadcast with some difficulty from the ship up and down the Amazon and through the Caribbean, we're so happy to be back here with our extended family in the Miami area, and we're visiting all our friends in the Boca Del Rey, Fort Lauderdale area. We're going to get to see our old friend, Dr. Alan Carr, and we're going to get to see a great, great attorney who I had the privilege of working with, David Kauser at Arenberg and Kauser. It's so nice to be able to visit with people. We're both retired now, and we're here sharing the love and the memories of so many, many people that we helped through the years. It's very gratifying. But I also want to thank Rich Gerber, who helps people every day. Rich Gerber is a tremendous financial asset. He is a financial asset. His knowledge is worth so much. And you can just call him at 609-653-9101. Just call Rich and set up a time to go into his office and talk, have a coffee with him, maybe even a glass of wine. And you can meet him over at PJ's Coffee. We want to wish PJ's a happy new year. Mardi Gras is coming up, and we're going to be talking with PJ about king cakes and Mardi Gras. A great idea for your New Year's table, is a Mardi Gras king cake. That's what they'll have all over New Orleans. And you can get one from Kaluta's Bakery if you go to PJ's in Cornerstone. I wanted to send a shout out to him, a great guy who really deserves support. But you can meet Rich Gerber there for a coffee. and you can talk with him. He wants to talk about you, your family, your grandchildren, your needs, your transitions, what's happening in the insurance world. He is such an expert in the Medicare supplements. He's got continuing education. And most importantly, in getting you really well-structured programs with annuities and annuities that pay cash dividends, invest $50,000 and have a payout that includes an additional $10,000 from the financial institution. These kinds of things that Rich can do. And also setting up for the grandchildren, just give him a call. He has just recently completed a whole slew of new courses and training because of the evolving situation. But 48 years of service to the community, 48 years of the best reputation. Believe me, I can start naming off doctors, lawyers, judges, engineers, successful business people that all have structured investments, with Rich Gerber, a great guy. And it's just ridiculous to even think about going on the internet to some stranger or some kid that's reading off a screen that doesn't know what the hell they're even reading, crash proof, retirement, all this nonsense. Richard's got all of that, and he's got Richard. Happy New Year to Rich Gerber. Thank you, Rich Gerber, for being our good friend again. We can't wait. When we get back there, it's going to be pasta and vino, and you're invited, my friend. And also, when we get back there, it's going to be a time to celebrate the kickoff. Tony Mark Cares, Inc., and all of the people who worked for years as volunteers for the city of Summers Point. We call them the Beach Concert Committee, of course. Nancy was the chairwoman for years. I was a volunteer production coordinator and talent buyer. But we are now producing the concerts in Summers Point as Tony Mark Cares, Inc. And we would like to have our proposal worked out so we can start to rock and roll and let the good times roll in the summer. We're talking again to Mitch Ryder. I can tell you, John Cafferty is going to be in Summers Point or Atlantic City because we can't keep him back. And this year we're going to have the Tony Mart superstars with Billy Walton and some other stars from different members of major bands. And we're going to kick it off on the 9th of January at Josie Kelly's. And it's a triple tribute. The great Danny Eyer does the Beatles like really no one else with his charm and his intuitive sounds and great vocals. Billy Walton loves the Stones, and we love Billy Walton. The Tony Mart All-Stars will be there with all of them. There's going to be at least 10 performers that night. And, of course, the Tony Mart All-Stars with the great, great rhythm section, Rich Megahertz Kurtz, and, of course, Jimmy Old School Glenn. Old School and a lot of other Big Bob Ernanto. And they're going to finish the night with the Eagles tribute. So that's why it's a triple tribute. Beatles and, of course, the Stones with Billy and the All-Stars. And then the All-Stars doing the Eagles, Brian Conover. I love to hear Brian Conover sing the Eagles. He is the voice of the Tony Mart All-Stars. And we wish him a happy new year. A great, great human being. No better professional we've ever worked with. And Brian Conover, all a part of the Tony Mart All-Stars. And they will all be at Josie Kelly's. And if you just show up for $20, you can get a wristband that will get you a seat. You can sit as you want and come and go. And there'll be a general admission as well. And the really good thing about it is that all the people who support the beach concerts are welcome to renew their sponsorship of the concerts on the beach. The Tony Mart Cares concerts on the beach. In other words, we propose to do 12 to 14 shows. We've already offered to help with the 4th of July 250th anniversary party that the city and other levels of government are going to be doing. We want to give the people of Summers Point, the city of Summers Point, everything. And this is a start of that, getting all the sponsors together. And if you renew your sponsorship, you get two free wristbands. If you come in and give us a new sponsorship, you get two free wristbands. And we'll be sending out detailed information in January, of course, about how to, be a sponsor if you're not a sponsor. But we have 60, 70 sponsors who know how to be sponsors because they are really dedicated to us and so wonderful in supporting us. So we definitely want to invite everyone to Josie Kelly's. And if you're a sponsor, just send us an email and say, we'll see you there. Or just show up, about 6:30, quarter to seven, the doors, 7:15, the shows, and the shows will roll, free shows. The triple tribute, Tony Mart Cares concert kickoff party. That's what we call it. And we're hoping to see you all there. Nancy and I can't wait to see all our friends. We've been away too long and we miss everybody. We're going to get across the bay there now and talk a little bit about what happens at Mardi Gras on the boardwalk. Last year we last week we had Frank Formica on the show talking about it. Around the 2013-2014, he and I started that, and we were the ones that put those together, the free concerts on the boardwalk, along with Chicken Bone Beach, which was continuing its jazz series. We put together the New Orleans rhythm and blues, the roots rock, the funk, the R&B, all of the music to party to. And it was very, very successful, and it has been. And Frank Formica secured for us the first CRETA grants, and so many people have supported us through the years. And we have a tremendous track record to look back on. I mean, you know, people who are legends in music, the Charlie Daniels Band on the night of the military parade with Pinky Kravitz in 2014, the Fabulous Thunderbirds, Kim Wilson, This Is the Band That Gave Us Stevie Ray Vaughan, Buckwheat Zydeco, living legend, keyboard player with the great Clifton Chenier. These are so many wonderful, wonderful bands. One of my favorites I'm so proud of is one of the original Jersey Boy bands, the great Felix Cavalieri and the Rascals. All of these shows went on, the New Riders of the Purple Sage. We could just keep. And then, of course, in more recent years, Beaver Brown, always the Eddie and the Cruisers original artists. I could just go on and on, but I really want to take a minute to thank the city of Atlantic City and the CRETA. The CRETA has been really good to us. There was a guy named Jim Kehoe in organized labor who really helped us a lot, a lot of great people along the way. And right now, all the people at the CRETA are giving us so much support. And we would like to start hopefully around the 22nd of June and do those Wednesday nights. We want to do everything we can. People in Atlantic City love it. And lighting up that boardwalk on those weekdays right there at Kennedy Plaza, right down the street from where my father had the Tony Mart Luncheonette. It means a lot to us. It's our life. And we're very grateful to all the people that come down from the island and from Brigantine and from all over the region. We have people that come from as far as Virginia, Ohio, and New England to see free shows like this on the boardwalk Mardi Gras on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. And we have tremendous support from Mayor Marty Small and his office. And we're hoping to have the man that makes that happen. Hopefully he'll be jumping on here soon, because we're looking forward to another year on the boardwalk. We already have a couple of the major New Orleans what they call Gulf Coast musical stars, headliners, lined up. And we're looking to get more and more of them from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And, of course, Mitch Ryder wants to come back. He was so sensational. We would like to have him back in both Atlantic City and Summers Point. But it all starts with the city helping us so much. All the people in the events committee and the city events people, the police, as I've said, but everyone in fire and all of the different components of the Atlantic City municipal government, all helping to work with us, give us what we need, and telling us what we need to do for them. It's a great relationship. And Tony Mart Presents is so grateful for it. And that's the way we want to celebrate going into the new year. And that is everything is looking very positive with the CRETA and with the city of Atlantic City and Tony Mart Presents with all of the shows that we're ready to do for you. We're hoping to do another 10 or 11 shows. Like we did last summer. We had some tremendous, tremendous nights out there. And also in the Claridge, the rain venue of the Claridge, which is really a wonderful place to be able to take the shows and perform in the beautiful Celebrity Theater at the Claridge. We had Devin Allman again there this past year. Tremendous tremendous show at the Claridge as part of the DRGA Summer Concert Series. Mardi Gras on the boardwalk. These are the things that we are dedicated to. And we are down here in Florida visiting old friends and family, but we're working during the days. And we're getting things together. We're talking with agents and managers and preparing to comply with all the requirements, especially with the CRDA, who have already specified what we need to do, and we're doing it. So part of the gratitude for that are the votes and the support on the CRDA. And Mayor Marty Small has been a tremendous supporter, and we're going to talk a minute about other special events as well that Cash McKinley helped spearhead for Mayor Marty Small. People know about Henrietta, our friend at Chicken Bone Beach, is a very proud promoter of the culture of Atlantic City, the great jazz background of the North Side nightclubs. Tony March is so proud to be side by side with that tremendous legacy and our own legacy. And we just wanted to thank a guy who I think is so great. He's limitless. This guy may go a long way. And you may say, I remember the day that this famous guy was on the radio show with Carmen. That's what I think about you. Cash McKinley, welcome to the show for the first time.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. The pleasure is all mine, man. I love those kind, warm words. First off, happy holidays to you and your family. Happy holidays to all the listeners out there, man. And, you know, I just try to do my part in collaborating with yourself, you know, with what you've brought to the city of Atlantic City on our prestigious historical boardwalk. I just feel as a native of Atlantic City that it's only right to, you know, do anything I can in my power to continuously help you bring your beautiful, wonderful production to life on our beach and boardwalk. So thank you for having me. And again, man, thank you for all the listeners out there. How's everything?
What a great job that you're doing. I noticed you're lighting up this area between Kennedy Plaza and the Tropicana. I know you're supporting businesses in there. We're supporting them. But you're all over the place doing things. And, of course, you're doing the Gardner's Basin thing. I was just talking about, you know, the Chicken Bone Beach. So many things, Cash, that you're involved with. And everybody says the same thing about you. You're the go-to guy, and you're the great guy. How does it feel, man, to be doing that? And what are some of your favorite things that you've been able to do in the last year or so?
Okay, so, you know, with my title working in the mayor's office, I'm the director of constituent services and special projects. That's just a fancy title to say I have to solve everyone's problems through the community, whether you live here, you work here, you're a tourist that comes here, or you just have a great idea that you want to bring to life. So me being a community guy, this has been something I've always been passionate about, is helping people. And the more you help people, the more you get to see what's the most important thing about Atlantic City, and that's our diversity. Our community is a melting pot filled with so many different people, so many different cultures. So I get to experience every single ward, every single culture, every single food, every single music. And it's pretty much what brings us, you know, Atlantic City a full circle. What I enjoy most, honestly, is just being able to be a part of the process that most people don't see. Most people see the finished product. When they go to Garden Bases, Chicken Bone Beach, Kennedy Plaza, our beach, our casino, they go to a show. They go to wherever they're going to. They're seeing the finished product. I enjoy most of that. I get to see the spark. Someone comes to me with an idea. I already have a full-fledged production and just say, hey, Cash, how can you help us turn this up a little bit? And, you know, it's so good for locals and tourists alike to be able to say, hey, look, I enjoyed this. It was a great time. The people there were great. The weather was great. And it's just, you know, putting Atlantic City in a different spotlight when it comes to diversifying outside of the casino. So I commend everybody out there doing their part. Just continuously utilize me. It's actually my job. Use me as a vessel to help continuously take things to the next level.
And that's the key. Outside of the casinos, too. We want people to know that they can come and see a great free show, and then they can enjoy the restaurants, enjoy the casinos, enjoy the even in the summer, the very reasonable midweek rates. People come to us and then say, this is great. We got a room. We went over to Tony's Baltimore Grill, or we went to, you know, all these different great ethnic restaurants you're talking about on Bay Avenue. Pacific Avenue and Docks and all of these great things. But all of us feel that we are indebted to you because you take the time to help us do what we do. And, you know, and if I have a problem, you know, you're my first call. Cash, please help me, man.
It is no problem at all, man. Like I say, what you bring to Atlantic City midweek, man, I'm up there and I just enjoy it. The beautiful thing about Attorney Mart's Presents
show. Well, we're bringing the world to Wednesday night because we're bringing New Orleans Jazz Fest. We're bringing the Crawfish Festival from Sussex County. We're bringing the festivals, the biggest, most famous festivals in the world. We're bringing that music, the big cruises, the Caribbean cruise scene that's become huge. People are on those cruises talking about, oh, did I see you on the boardwalk? Yeah, man, I saw you.
Yes.
We are on the map.
That's what I love.
And the Creta. And it is so gratifying, Cash. It's so cool when people do that. And, of course, they always say, you're the guy that got me those sandwiches. You know, and that's the other part of the family, the tradition of the White House and Pete Subs and all of that, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a beautiful thing putting Atlantic City's best foot forward in a positive way. That's what you do, man. And we couldn't do it without you, man.
I thank you, man. You guys are doing a great job, man. I love the feel-good music. I love that when you go out there, it's 8-year-olds and it's 88 years old. It's literally for the whole family, man. It's a beautiful. I brought my family. We have a great time, man. I just love what you guys are doing. And like I say, we're doing the easiest part. It's so easy for the community, for the civic associations, the government to support something that is that has a foundation, that has a very, very solid structure. And all we're doing is just helping, you know, little things, man. You're putting in the hard work. You're putting in the real work, man. And like I say, it takes everybody. It takes two hands to clap. It takes everybody to come together so we can make sure that we're doing our part out here in Atlantic City.
Well, I'll tell you, as we go forward together, hand in hand, I love working with you so much. Diversity is the key. If you look at the schedule, I have such tremendous diversity, everything from the funk and the hip-hop and the all kinds of rhythm and blues, New Orleans music, Americana, jam band, classic rock.
Yes.
It's all there for you.
Yes,
Happy
it
New
is.
Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year.
We're going to have a good one, aren't we? We're going to kick it off and run with it.
Yes, we are. I don't know if you put the exciting news out yet. You know, I'm not going to spoil it, but, you know, I'm just so glad that you're excited to just do a little bit more, you know, hint, hint. But we want to make sure that everything you do in Atlantic City is always going to go up. So I thank you for having me here. Thank you, listeners. Please, if you need anything, tune in, reach out. And I will definitely see you up on that beach at Kennedy Plaza, rocking out with Tony Marsh Presents. Carmen, you're the man, man. Happy holidays. Happy New Year's. Merry Christmas, man. There's always love from over here.
Happy New Year's. We love you. We'll see you. We'll get together soon. All right, Cash?
Take care, brother. Let's get through the holidays. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cash McKinley, everybody. I would not be surprised if you saw him in elected office. In appointed office, you know, I mean, the guy is a super premium winner. I really can't thank him enough, and I'm so glad he found the time to do this. Well, we are grateful to everyone. We're looking forward to our first show in the new year on the 3rd of January. We're looking forward to seeing you all on the 9th at Josie Kelly's. If you're a sponsor of the beach concerts, send us a note or just show up early. It's going to be around 7:15 for the show. but 6:30, quarter to 7, I think, to get into the doors and get there, because it's going to be a hell of a kickoff party. Tony Mark triple tribute. Tony Mark Cares kickoff, concert kickoff. And we want everybody to be with us. Thanks to Janice Johnston. Thanks to the CRDA and Mayor Marty Small for working with us to produce again in 2026. And thanks to you all for making us in Summers Point the number one outdoor concert venue in the United States in 2025 and 2 out of the last 3 years, according to the USA Today Readers Poll. We'll leave you with that thought of a great year and great successes and another great year to come. Until we see you, everybody, let the good times roll.
The preceding program was paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents.